Considérons que c'est I'm fine. Pourquoi Kirk Muller prendrait une décision comme celle-là?
C'est dur de trouver une explication à ça.
La seule hypothèse qui me tente, peut-être que Danny va voir des situations qu'il a déjà vécues. À un moment donné, est-ce qu'un leader peut devenir négatif?
Oh, je pense pas.
À trop exprimer ses frustrations. Puis, tu sais, je veux dire, temporairement, est-ce que c'est une façon... Quand j'avance cette hypothèse-là, je vous dis pas que c'est ça. Nous amène à spéculer.
Mais c'est pas dans le tempérament de Gallagher. Tu sais, il est frustré, là, on le sent frustré, c'est sûr, mais c'est pas dans son tempérament, Mario. Je vous dirais, là, ce serait un genre de 180 degrés dans sa façon d'être. Comme gars d'équipe, Danny, je sais pas.
Tu sais, l'entraîneur, lui, là, il va vous dire ceci, OK?
L'entraîneur, j'ai hâte de voir, il s'en vient, l'entraîneur. Il va sûrement te questionner là-dessus.
Écoutez,
là.
Sûrement. À un moment donné, je dois aller avec les joueurs qui ont le plus de chances de marquer.
C'est ce qu'il a dit avant-hier.
Je regarde les chiffres, les buts, les chances de marquer, les tirs. Numéro 14, Nick Suzuki, il y a 6 tirs. Bon, on est en fin de match.
Quelques poteaux en deux matchs.
Bon, avec là.
On est là avec Kirk Muller. On aura peut-être quelques réponses.
Retourne à Toronto.
Associate coach Kirk Muller. Media, please raise your hand if you have a question. We'll start with one in the media center.
Hello, Kirk. This is Jonathan Bernier from Le Journal de Montréal. You sent several line combinations on the ice tonight without any results. I guess it's in the players' hands, but what else can you do to shake the offense?
Well, the last couple of games, I mean, we knew that we're going to play a team that shuts things down and very comfortable playing a low score and tight game. So we got to be comfortable in the same, attitude. We hit some posts and all that last game, and today it's a tight game again, and we just had certain times early in the game where we just didn't have momentum at all. So trying to generate some more speed through that neutral zone, get some more pucks to the net, and that's why I tried different combinations to try to see if there's some chemistry amongst different guys.
Next one in the media center.
Kirk, Stu Count of the Montreal Gazette. Carey's been outstanding in these playoffs. I think it's 5 goals in 4 games he's given up. But how much of a letdown was it maybe on the bench when that second one went in?
Yeah, I mean, that was the break that we needed, but you create your own breaks. He's been solid, as you just said. And, you got to score some goals to win hockey games. But that was unfortunate because – As much as there's some good things and bad things during the course of the game at that time, that was a tough goal for us to give up. But like I say, we gotta create those breaks ourselves.
Next question upstairs.
Hey, Kirk, Eric Engels from Sportsnet. You've said you got to go with the players that are going, but at what point do players like Phil Deneau and Thomas Tatar and Brendan Gallagher, you put them together at the beginning of this game, need to carry your team? And at the end of it, Brendan Gallagher was stapled to the bench for much of it. How can he get going for you guys?
Well, I think what we got to do is wake up tomorrow and this game's over and get ready to find a way to win a hockey game tomorrow night. And so, we got good pros there. They're proud guys. I expect them to get up tomorrow, be ready to go and come with a real good fight for tomorrow's game.
We'll do a couple more from the media center up next.
Josh Clifford, the Canadian Press. Kirk, just changing gears briefly, the hockey world lost Dale Hawerchuk today. Your career's obviously intersected. I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on his passing.
Yeah, I talked to Dale a few days ago, and we had a good chance to chat. Good friend. Had a real good opportunity to play against one of the all-time best players and as a hockey player, we all know how great he was, but, like I say, he's a good friend and just a really special person, does a lot for charities and it's a real loss for us in the hockey world.
We'll do a few more for Coach Arpan Basu, The Athletic.
Hey Kirk, a lot of your players have always said about you that you have a great ability to draw on your own playing career and relate to what the players are going through. Is there anything from your playing career that you can impart to the group at this stage facing elimination that you think could help them?
Yeah, I think I think, like you say, we got to focus on one thing, and that's that game tomorrow. You know, there'll be some adjustments, things we'll talk about over the course of tonight's game. But we got to wake up tomorrow. We got to get the energy up. We got to talk about what we want to do. We need everyone involved, and all we should be worried about is get that focus for that one game and one game at a time, and see where we go. With that type of attitude.
John Liu, TSN.
Well, hi, Kirk. There were some opportunities that the guys either passed up or weren't able to hit the net on. I'm thinking of Alex Belzile late in the first or second period. First period, and Jonathan midway through the second period. KK tried to make a pass in the middle on his backhand when he had a shooting lane. Do you get the sense that the guys might be trying a little too hard to make a perfect shot to score on Carter Hart?
Well, you see it before in different games and playoffs and all that, where you see, we've seen an exceptional goaltending in these playoffs. And the one thing you can't do is let the goalie get in your head. So, it doesn't always take a perfect shot to score. And when it's the quality of shots you're getting as much as quantity. And we got to continue to find ways of getting more shots to him. We got to make it harder for him to see some of these, which means you got to get to the net. And I think if we can improve in those areas there, then hopefully we get some different results.
Last question for Guillaume Lefrancois, La Presse.
Hi, Kirk. In the third period, when you were looking for a goal, Jonathan Drouin, I think, only had like three even strength shifts. He didn't play a whole lot. Is it because you feel he didn't feel the game that much? He couldn't get going, or?
I had to go with my guy Don, who I thought was going. There's some guys here that were had some good chances, some good looks, and that, and it's just in-game decisions who I felt might give us the best chance to score a goal or two at the end of the game to tie it up.
Alors, on a terminé sur une réponse concernant Jonathan Drouin. On lui a dit il n'a pas fait beaucoup de présence en troisième période au moment où vous tentiez d'égaler le compte. Il a dit « Je dois y aller avec les joueurs dont je sens capable de donner les meilleures chances à l'équipe de gagner et de marquer des buts. » Alors, visiblement, Drouin ne fait pas partie de ceux-là. À la question concernant Brendan Gallagher, à qui on attendait une réponse, ce qu'il a dit, là, il dit « Je m'attends à ce que les gars agissent comme des pros, puis que demain matin, ils se lèvent et qu'ils soient prêts, reposés avec l'énergie nécessaire pour performer et nous garder dans cette série-là. » C'est en gros ce qu'il a dit lorsqu'on lui a posé la question concernant Gallagher. Je ne sais pas ce que ça vous dit, messieurs. Moi, j'ai l'impression là, que là, avec Gallagher, en tout cas, ça me donne l'impression qu'il veut cacher quelque chose, là.